It's time for today's Daily Devotional, and I was thinking about it this morning. Do we want to start a new series or continue the one we were working on last week? And I thought, well, you know, it's a short week, so let's just continue on with Attitude of Gratitude. So today we're going to talk about giving thanks in all circumstances. And scripture comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, gratitude is more than a polite thank you. Of course, we were raised to write out thank you notes and be sure to tell people thank you. Over time, I see that some of those habits have disappeared. But you know, a thank you is an attitude that transforms the way that we live. And you know, the truth is, life won't always hand us what we consider to be ideal circumstances. I don't know about you, but I can't count the disappointments that have come my way, the delays, the difficulties. But gratitude isn't rooted in circumstances. It is rooted in Christ. So when we carry an attitude of gratitude, we choose to focus not on what's missing, but what God has actually provided. And gratitude shifts our perspective, meaning that, yeah, even when life is super hard for us, God is still good, and a grateful heart refuses to be defined by struggles. And instead, we look up to God's fingerprints in the middle of them. It's tough though, right? It doesn't mean like we are completely ignoring that pain or we're pretending everything is perfect. What it means is we're acknowledging God's presence in the pain, His provision in the struggle, and His faithfulness in the waiting. Gratitude doesn't erase the problems. That's a fact, Jack, but it keeps problems from erasing our joy. Have you ever met somebody who is just, oh, so happy and so joyful, and it doesn't matter what's going on in their life? Well, the chances are their secret isn't that life is easier for them. What it really means is that they practice gratitude like a lens on a camera. Gratitude brings the blessings into focus while softening the distractions of hardships. And I'll tell you right now, if you're going through a hardship, that you are not alone. There are other people out there struggling in life as well. You don't have to walk this path alone. All you have to do is look up. Think of it this way. You can't control the weather, but you can choose whether or not to carry an umbrella. Gratitude is the umbrella that helps us walk through life's storms without being completely drenched by all of that negativity. You ever met a negative Nancy? Oh my gosh! Like, it just gets to be too much, doesn't it? At some point, you have to just turn it off. So today, ask yourself the question, am I more focused on what I lack or what I've been given? Can you count three blessings today? Lord, as we come to you in prayer, thank you for the countless blessings that you've poured into our lives. Sometimes I see them clearly, and other times, sometimes we overlook them. But teach us to live with an attitude of gratitude, not just when things go our way, but in every and all circumstances. Help us to fix our eyes on you and allow thankfulness to shape our heart, our words, and our actions. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.